With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Medicaid expansion saved the Montana Department of Corrections $7.6 million in the fiscal year that ended in July. Corncates Carney has more.
Between 2001 and 2008, spending on inmate health care in Montana grew at the fourth highest rate of any state in the country, by 206% per inmate. That's according to the Department of Corrections. And prior to Medicaid expansion, the department had to cover nearly all of those costs. But since Medicaid expansion kicked in last year, the department has been able to bill Medicaid for care for 139 inmates it would not have been able to prior to the state legislature passing expansion under the Federal Affordable Care Act. Adrian Cotton is the Government Relations Director for the Montana Department of Corrections.
From the Department of Corrections' perspective, if Medicaid expansion was rolled back, the cost of care for providing outside medical inpatient treatment to the justice-involved population would increase substantially.
Currently, 100% of Montana's Medicaid expansion costs are paid by the federal government. That's set to ramp down so the state will be responsible for 10% of Medicaid expansion costs in future years. Montana's Medicaid expansion law is set to expire if not renewed by lawmakers in 2019. I'm Corncates Carney, Montana Public Radio.